From WXXI, you're listening to Stage Notes, the music of Broadway and more, and I'm your host, Robert Hammond.
Another drink, my dark-eyed beauty. I've got one more night left here in town. So have another drink of green elixir, and we'll have ourselves a little mixer. Have another little swallow, little lady, and follow me down.
And of course, from the moment she was born, she was, well, Different. It's coming.
Now?
The baby's coming.
And how?
I see a nose.
I see a curl.
It's a healthy, perfect, lovely little
strange nose.
What is it? What's wrong? How can it be?
What does it mean?
It's atrocious.
It's a fin.
Like a froggy, ferny cabbage,
the baby is unnaturally. Take it away.
So you see, it couldn't have been easy.
No one wants to be dead. Now at last she's dead and gone. Now at last there's joy throughout the land. And goodness knows. We know what goodness is. Goodness knows.
Good day, and today it's Wicked from A to Z on Stage Notes. And from the original Broadway cast recording, which every song on the program today is from the original Broadway cast recording of Wicked. That song right there was No One Mourns the Wicked, the opening song to the musical. I'm so thrilled to have Isabel Keating on Stage Notes today. She's coming to town with the Broadway tour of Wicked. Yes, Wicked is coming to town March 29th through April 9th. It will be at Rochester Broadway Theater League's Auditorium Theater. Isabel, welcome to Stage Notes.
Thank you so much, Robert. I'm so excited to come to Rochester to see everyone, hopefully meet everyone at the stage doors.
This is a popular show here in Rochester, and you're in the very popular role of Madam Marble.
Yes, I am. I'm very fortunate to step into the shoes that have been filled by some very wonderful actresses, namely Carol Shelley, who created the part, and I'm very fortunate to be part of this.
Before we get into your misunderstood role, as we were talking about off-air a bit, why do you think it is that Wicked is so popular? And everyone's thinking, Robert, why do you keep saying popular? Let me say it differently. Popular is one of the songs, if you are one of the three people on the planet who haven't heard the soundtrack.
Exactly. And maybe if you're one of those three, you'll come and find out. by the way, you sing it brilliantly, Robert.
Oh, thank you. Why is Wicked have the impact that it does, and everywhere it goes, it's basically a sellout, including on the Great White Way, where it's going to be celebrating its 15th year pretty soon?
Yes, which, by the way, happy anniversary to this wonderful show. I believe that its popularity lies in the story of these two young girls who are both witches, but we know them, and this is the other reason for the popularity of it. The Wizard of Oz is such an iconic story, and our play, The Untold Story of Those Girls, of how the Wicked Witch of the West came to be known as such, and how Glinda, the Good Witch of the East, came to be known as such. But, you know, even so, there's a generation of people I know who are not as familiar as some of us are with The Wizard of Oz, who just know it on the basis of this miraculous friendship between these two very, very different girls. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of young people identify with it and want to see it multiple times because they see themselves in either one or the other or in some part of the story. It's just so relevant all around.
Elfie, now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project. You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice.
Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it,
who isn't?
Less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my friend. Think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a publicist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser. Not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular. And with an assist from me to be who you'll be, instead of dreary who you were, well, are, there's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar. I remind them on their own behalf to think of celebrated heads of state or especially great communicators. Did they have brains or knowledge? Don't make me laugh. They were popular. Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude. It's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular.
Elphaba, look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome.
And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity.
Popular from the original Broadway cast recording of Wicked. And here again is my guest in the role of Madame Morrible. The message is so good as well.
I agree. I love telling this story. There's a line in the play that Glinda states at the very beginning. Our wonderful Jenna Claire Mason has just joined the company, and she's wonderful, along with Jessica Vosk, who has the most phenomenal voice and is Elphaba. Jenna Claire, as Glinda says, are people born wicked, or do they have wickedness thrust upon them? So it begins with that question, in a way, and it explores a lot of aspects of humanity, I think, and also of the animal kingdom, as we know. Wicked involves, there was a time in the world of Wicked where animals could actually speak. And I think it applies to the kind of world that we live in now, you know, where everything is a little bit in turmoil and people seek refuge. Hopefully they'll come and seek refuge in the theater to find out some good old-fashioned entertainment as well. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, and it in the show, really, at its core, is about acceptance and loving those who are, you may think, are unlovable.
Yes. For those of your audience who are unfamiliar with the show, Elphaba is a very different girl. She has green skin, and that's not a spoiler. You see that very, very quickly up front. Everybody I know certainly can identify with that, feeling maybe awkward or as in feeling like an outsider, even if you don't have something that's different about you than a larger percent of the population. I really do believe that exactly what you said, it's about acceptance, more so even than tolerance. Tolerance sort of has this connotation of just barely letting it exist, but acceptance and welcoming and understanding.
Tony Award-winning for her performance in the original Broadway company of Wicked, Idina Menzel performing I'm Not That Girl.
You're listening to Stage Notes.
The trouble with schools is they always try to teach the wrong lesson. Believe me, I've been kicked out of enough of them to know. They want you to become less callow, less shallow. But I say, why invite stressing? Stop studying strife and learn to live the unexamined life. Dancing through life, skimming the surface, gliding where turf is smooth. Life's more painless for the brainless. Why think too hard when it's so soothing? Dancing through life, no need to tough it when you can slough it off as I do. Nothing matters, but knowing nothing matters. It's just life, so keep dancing through. Dancing through
life, swaying and sweeping, and always keeping cool. Life is fraughtless when you're thoughtless. Those who don't try never look foolish. Dancing through life, mindless and careless, make sure you wear less. Trouble in rhyme, woes are fleeting, blows are glancing when you're dancing. What's the most swankified place in town?
That would be the Ozdust Ballroom.
Sounds perfect! Let's go down to the Ozdust Ballroom. We'll meet there later tonight. We can dance till it lights. Find the prettiest girl, give her a whirl. Right on down to the Ozdust Ballroom. Come on, follow me. You'll be happy to be there.
Dancing through life.
If only because dust is what we come to.
Nothing matters, but knowing nothing matters.
It's just life. So keep dancing through.
Miss Galinda? I hope you'll save at least one dance for me. I'll be right there waiting all night.
Oh, that's so kind. But you know what would be even kinder?
See that tragically beautiful girl, the one in the chair. It seems so unfair. We should go on a spree, and not she. Gee, I know someone would be my hero if that someone were. Go invite her.
Well, maybe I could invite her.
Oh, Mick, really? You would do that for me?
I would do anything for you, Miss Galinda.
So
I'll be picking you up around 8?
After all.
Now that we've met one another, it's clear we deserve each other.
We're perfect,
so we're perfect together. Born to be forever. Dancing through life.
Oh, Elphaba, isn't it wonderful? Finally, for this one night, I'm about to have a fun night with this munchkin boy Galinda found for me. And I only wish there were something I could do for her to repay her. Elphaba C, we deserve each other, and Galinda helped it come true. We deserve each other, me and Bach. Please, Elphaba, try to understand.
I do.
Listen, Nessa and I were talking about you just now.
And I was just talking about you. I thought you might want to wear this hat to the party tonight. It's really a sharp, don't you think? You know black is this year's pink. You deserve each other.
Thank you.
got something to confess, a reason why, well, why I asked you here tonight. Now I know it isn't fair.
Oh, Buck, I know why.
You do?
It's because I'm in this chair and you felt sorry for me. Well, isn't that right?
No, it's because you are so beautiful.
Oh, Buck, I think you're wonderful, and we deserve each other. Don't you see this is our chance? We deserve each other, don't we, Buck?
You know what? Let's dance.
What?
Let's dance.
From the original Broadway cast recording of Wicked, that was Norbert Leo Butz, the original Fiero in the musical, and Company performing Dancing Through Life. If you've just tuned in, my guest today is Isabel Keating. She's coming to Rochester for Wicked. Wicked is coming back to Rochester because it's so stinking popular here. And it's going to be in town March 29th through April 9th. Tickets are available at rbtl.org. And of course, it will be on RBTL's Auditorium Theater stage, the dates I just mentioned. And Isabel is in the role of Madame Morrible. You are kind of, if I may, you're somewhat of the glue.
I think that's a good way to put it. I think maybe I am one of the characters who sets things in motion, shall we say, and guides Elphaba through her journey. It doesn't all necessarily, with no spoilers here, but work out so well in the end. But but it works out well for those who matter. I don't mean to be coy. I just don't want to give away some of the plot points.
Well, you teach wizardry.
I do. I am the headmistress, the head shistress, as we say, of Shiz University, where I have a sorcery class that is in demand from Glinda, and all of a sudden I find the talent in Elphaba, the Green Witch, and I decide to take her under my wing and teach her. My own powers of magic are not that strong. I think my personality is stronger than my magic powers. But I do have some magic powers, one of them being that I can change the weather. And that's not a spoiler either. But it is one of my strengths that I tend to use
throughout.
In the context of the play.
Oh, Miss Elphaba, many years I have waited for a gift like yours to appear. Why, I predict the wizard could make you his magic grand vizier. My dear, I'll write at once to the wizard. Tell him of you in advance. With a talent like yours, dear, there is a definite chance if you work as you should. You'll be making good.
Did that really just happen? Have I actually understood this weird quirk I've tried to suppress or hide is a talent that could help me? Once I prove my worth, and then I meet the wizard, what I've waited for since birth. And with all his wizard wisdom, by my looks he won't be blinded. Do you think the wizard is dumb, or like Munchkin, so small-minded? No, he'll say to me, I see who you truly are, a time with the wizard, my whole life will change. 'Cause once you're with the wizard, no one thinks you're strange. No father is not proud of you, no sister acts ashamed, and all of us have to love you when by the wizard. Fixated on your verdigris, would it be alright by you if I degreenify you? Of course, that's not important to me. Alright, why not? I'll reply, oh, what a pair will be, the wizard and I. Yes, what a pair will be, the wizard and I. Future is unlimited, and I just had a vision almost like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy, and true, the vision's hazy, but I swear someday there'll be a celebration throughout Oz that's all to do.
Another huge song sung by Elphaba in Wicked, that was The Wizard and I, performed by Idina Menzel. Talk a little bit about the music.
Oh my goodness, Stephen Schwartz. It's so incredibly melodic, and one thing I love about it, we have quite an accomplished orchestra. Our music director, Dan Michike, has been with the tour for quite a while now, and he leads an orchestra of six traveling musicians that then we have wonderful local musicians join us, I think to the tune of maybe 12 or 14 people. So many of your audience will be familiar with the musicians in the pit orchestra as well, playing Stephen Schwartz's gorgeous music. Maybe those three people that haven't seen the show are not familiar with Defying Gravity, which is Elphaba's anthem that is sung early on in the play. But there are a number of just phenomenal power ballads in addition to just beautiful melodies throughout the play, in addition to this wonderful underscoring that really goes throughout the show and sustains the story and actually tells the story in the most fantastic musical way.
Elphaba, why couldn't you have stayed calm for once instead of flying off the handle?
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your paws forever. I hope you think you're clever. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition. So though I can't imagine how, right now,
Elfie, listen to me.
just say you're sorry. You can still be with the wizard, what you've worked and waited for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts, close my eyes, and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't pull me. Accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost.
Come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glinda, dreams the way we planned them. If we work in tandem, there's no fight we
coming.
I hope you're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it. I hope you're
we'll be right back.
two Broadway divas, Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel, singing the powerhouse song from Wicked, the original Broadway cast recording, Defying Gravity.
You're listening to Stage Notes.
Let his flesh not be torn, let his blood leave no stain. Where they beat him, let him feel no pain. Let his bones never break, and however they try to destroy him, let him never die, let him never die. Melikanamen, Atu, Atu, Melikanamen. Melikanamen, Amen, Atu, Atu, Melika, Elika. What is this chanting? I don't even know what I'm reading. I don't even know what trick I ought to try. Fiera, where are you? Already dead or bleeding? One more disaster I can add to my generous supply. No good deed goes unpunished. No act of charity goes unresented. No good deed goes unpunished. That's my new creed. My road of good intentions led where such roads always lead. No good deed.
Much to mention, was I really seeking good or just seeking attention? Is that all good deeds are when looked at with an ice cold eye? If that's all good deeds are, maybe that's the reason why. No good deed goes unpunished. All helpful urges should be circumvented. No. All laws be agreed. I'm wicked through and through, since I cannot succeed. Fiero, saving you, I promise no good deed will I attempt to do again, ever again. No good deed will I do
again. There, Idina Menzel sang again, another big number from the musical, No Good Deed Goes Unpunished. If you just tuned in today, my guest is Isabel Keating. She's in the role of Madame Warrable, which is a major role in Wicked, which is coming to Rochester March 29th through April 9th. So what is it like to play this misunderstood role? I don't want to be a spoiler. How do I put it? You are a very, very lovely woman at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I am. And I continue to be a very, very lovely person throughout, with some very nasty foibles, shall we say. I think power perhaps goes to my head and gets the better of me.
That goes with the weather, you know?
It goes with the weather. Yes, it does. You can go back and listen to this radio program after you see the show, and you'll see exactly what Robert means.
you just did the laugh.
Yes, I did. Oh, my goodness.
Always in part.
Well, it's one of the most delicious roles I've ever had the opportunity to play. I'm so fortunate to be doing this role. I love Madame Warrable. I think she teaches people a lot of things besides magic. She teaches people how to be or not to be in the world. To use a word that you used earlier, let's say you call her a villainess, perhaps.
I didn't say that word.
No, this is true. You said she isn't the nicest individual, let's say. It's the most delicious thing for an actor to play a complex part. Let's use that word, complex.
Complex.
Every day.
Terrifying as terror is, let us put aside our panic for this one day and celebrate.
Oh, what a celebration we'll have today.
Thank goodness.
Let's have a celebration that grinned away.
Thank goodness.
Finally a day that's totally wicked, witch-free.
We couldn't be happier.
Couldn't be happier,
right, dear?
Couldn't be happier, right here. Look what we've got, a fairy tale plot, our very own happy ending, where we couldn't be happier.
True, dear?
Couldn't be happier, and we're happy to share our ending vicariously with all of you.
Dear, we are happy for you. As press secretary, I have striven to ensure that all of Oz knows the story of your braverism. The day you were first summoned to an audience with Oz, and although he would not tell you why initially, when you bowed before his throne, he decreed you'd hence be known as Glinda the Good officially. Then with a jealous squeal, the wicked witch burst from concealment where she had been lurking surreptitiously.
I hear she has an extra eye that always remains awake. I hear that she can shed her skin as easily as a snake. I hear some rebel animals are giving her food and shelter.
I hear her soul is so unclean. Your water can melt her.
What?
Melt her! Please, somebody go and melt her!
Do you hear that? Water will melt her? People are so empty-headed they'll believe anything.
Fiero! Oh, yes. Thanks plenty, dearest.
He's gone to fetch me a refreshment.
He's so thoughtful that way.
That's why I couldn't be happier.
No,
I couldn't be happier. Though it is, I admit, the tiniest bit unlike I anticipated. But I couldn't be happier. Simply couldn't be happier.
Well, not simply.
'Cause getting your dreams, it's strange, but it seems a little, well, complicated. There's a kind of a sort of cost.
still.
With this perfect finale, the cheers and the valley, who wouldn't be happier? So I couldn't be happier, because happy is what happens when all your dreams come true. Well, isn't it? Happy is what happens when your dreams.
The song featuring the entire company, including Madame Morrible. That was Thank Goodness on this Wicked edition of Stage Notes. If you just tuned in today, my guest is Isabel Keating. She's in the role of Madame Morrible, which is a major role in Wicked, which is coming to Rochester March 29th through April 9th. You get to wear a great costume.
Oh, Susan Hilferty won the Tony Award for her costumes, and I am fortunate enough to don four of them every night. Yes, I agree with you. They're just fantastic. All of the costumes in the show are just drool-worthy, drool-worthy. Oh, the ostrich. Oh,
I love that word, drool-worthy. I'm stealing that word from you.
Please do,
Drool worthy. The finale from Wicked on this Wicked edition of Stage Notes. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks so much for listening to Stage Notes today. Remember to follow the program on Twitter @StageNotes. Should you want to email me, you may do so directly, StageNotes@WXXI.org. StageNotes@WXXI.org. I'm Robert Hammond. Have a great day.